Hello, everyone. My name is Madison Ohlhauser, and I'm a broadcaster on North Dakota's only high school radio station. Being a junior in high school and living through this and experiencing this crazy pandemic isn't easy. I don't think a whole lot of people truly understand how hard it is for us teenagers to go from seeing our friends every day and partying on the weekends to not being able to see our friends at all. I know it's hard for everybody, but through a teenager's eyes, it's not great. So I created this podcast to help you see the struggle of this through a teenager's eyes. I'm not going to lie. Not being able to go out and live my crazy normal life isn't very fun. But by staying home, I know I'm keeping myself and other people safe. In my eyes, teenagers are not taking this pandemic seriously. Some need to realize that by them going out and partying and exposing themselves to people who have not been very safe about this is making their chances and other people's chances of getting it way higher. I will admit, it is very tempting to just leave my house and go see my friends, but I'd way rather keep myself and the people in my community safe. Everyone needs to pitch in to do their parts in getting the world to recover from this terrible pandemic. Not being in school is very hard. We don't get to see and joke around with our teachers every day like we used to. Now, all we do is sit around and do our online schooling. Online schooling is pretty easy, I will admit, considering you can just sit in your bed and do it. Our Zoom meetings with our teachers are much appreciated, but it also is hard not being able to see them and our classmates in person online. Online school isn't very hard. It's just a little more difficult to ask questions and get a quick response. So that would be my view on schooling during this stressful time. Another thing I would like to address would be the use of social media. I know a lot of older people and our parents like to bash on us for how much we all use social media, but it's time like this when I really think people start to understand how important social media is for us. We use Snapchat, Instagram, we use FaceTime, we text, we call. We use pretty much about any social media platform we can to communicate. And right now, if you really think about it, social media is the only thing that we have. And another thing, you guys always bash on us for wanting to lay in our beds and do nothing all day, but by doing that right now, we're saving the world. But anyways, things like Snapchat. I know it's really hard for people to understand the concept of Snapchat and just understand, like, why? Why would we want to sit there and just send pictures of our faces to our friends all day long and barely even text? But it's important to us now to use Snapchat because we don't get to see our friends every day now, so Snapchatting is another way we can communicate with our friends. Or FaceTime, or scrolling through Instagram and seeing what our friends are up to. I FaceTime my friends all the time. Usually until really, really, really late at night, and I know I should probably go to sleep, but what's the fun in that? We can sleep when we're dead, am I right? Anyways, FaceTime and Snapchat would probably be the two main platforms for social media and using our phones to communicate with our friends. I know being on our phones isn't healthy all the time and screen time isn't great for our eyes, but it's important for us to communicate with our friends during times like this, whether it's for questions on homework or just seeing how they're doing, or if a friend is going through a tough time, you can talk to them about it and try to help them feel better. And don't bash on your kids for being on their phones constantly during stuff like this, because usually if they're going to be on their phones during something like this pandemic, it's going to be for a good reason. Whether there's a friend having a hard time or they just need to talk to someone about something. Social media is huge for us right now, so don't bash on us for using it. We appreciate it. But that's about all I have for you guys in this podcast. So make sure to come back to hear more about this pandemic and quarantine through a teenager's eyes.